All right. This next movie, drunk in this drunken movie reviews, I totally wasn't planning on reviewing because my whole goal was to do movies that like you might not have heard of, or like movies that like I guess no one sees. That's like the same thing. Dude, but I just had to do this one because of the circumstances that brought me. I guess I can't even talk straight. I guess my experience while watching it totally made it just extremely awkward. So this movie I watched, it's called Flight. It's directed by the guy who did the Polar Express, and Jim Carrey, A Christmas Carol, and Who Framed Roger Rabbit. I'm talking about Bob Zemeckis, Robert Zemeckis, to people who aren't his friends. But he also directed such classics as the Back to the Future trilogy, Forrest Gump, and Castaway. So he's damn good. I love Bob Zemeckis. Like, I get to call him that because we're old friends. So I'm just like, oh shit, this movie came out, and it's like, I don't get to the theater much. I think the last movie I saw was like The Hobbit in the theater. So I was just like, oh shit, it came out on DVD. And I was like, oh, it's Bob Zemeckis, he's a good guy. And then everything with Denzel is like fantastic. So I'm like, oh, sweet. And so I bring this movie over to my mom's house to watch it. And so it's me, my mom, Daddy Eddie, my sister Jenny Reck, and my grandpa, my papa, I guess. And so this movie starts, and it's like, all right, here we go, opening credits. And then right away, fucking, what's her name? Spanish chick from My Name is Earl, like, just buck naked. Like, titties hanging out. Like, I think even her snatch was like on screen or something. She was like stark naked. And I'm sitting there just going, awkward. Sitting next to my sister and my mom. And with my grandpa in the room, it was just kind of like, holy shit. And then, okay, I'm like, all right, well, this is weird. Hopefully this kind of ends soon. And dude, she's fucking naked for like 7 minutes. I'm just like standing there, sitting there. And I'm just sitting there just like, I'm enjoying this. And I want to be like, boy-oy-oy-oy-oy-oying. But I'm like, excuse me, I just want to tap the screen. Excuse me, can you put a fucking shirt on, please? Because this is getting really weird. But I, like, in my head was enjoying the shit out of it, but in my chair I'm sitting there squirming going like, oh my god, this is weird. So then I'm just kind of like, all right, this has got to end sometime soon, right? But no. Like I said, she's naked for like ever, and then they start like snorting coke. And he's drinking beers and taking pulls of vodka. And I'm just kind of like, oh my god, what the hell have I gotten? What the hell have I gotten myself into? Like, this is the weirdest thing ever. And it's just one of those things, like, I had earlier in the night made a joke about being an alcoholic. Oh man, this is going to be like the worst movie experience of my entire life. And so the movie starts, and gets all drugged up, drinks, does drugs, has sex with this prostitute, or maybe she was a flight attendant, I don't know. I wasn't really paying attention just because she was, like, naked. I really can't pay attention when there's, like, titties on the screen. So that's, like, the first 5 minutes of Flight. So then, he gets on the plane, he's flying this plane, and he's taking off in the rain, and all these, like, crosswinds and shit, and, like, I really hate flying. I've flown a whole lot in my life, but still, it freaks me the fuck out, like, in this sequence, when he's taken off, and I thought they were going to crash right away. I was just like, holy shit. Fucking terrifying sequence. So just like, and then finally, they get up in the air, cruising, no problems. But like, if you knew, if you saw the movie, or you saw like the previews or read something about it, you know there's a plane crash. So you're just sitting there going like, oh, it's going to happen. So I'm just sitting there on the edge of my seat, just going like all nervous and shit. Because I'm like, fuck, they're going to crash pretty soon and everything. And so then Denzel, like, goes and, like, grabs a couple of those little airplane bottles of liquor and drinks, like, with orange juice, like, on the plane while he's fucking flying. And I was just like, holy shit, like, what an asshole. So then shit goes wrong on the plane, and they start to do a nosedive. And this whole sequence in the movie is just utterly fantastic. And it's just kind of like, it's riveting, because you're sitting there just going like, holy fuck, like, you know it was going to come, and you know that from the previews and any reviews that he ends up landing the plane and saving most of the people on board. So it's no spoiler, because they give that away, but still, this whole time you're sitting there going like, holy shit, how's he going to do this? And it's just kind of like crazy. So basically, dude's just kind of like coked out of his mind, fucking drunk as shit, and like turns the plane upside down to stabilize it, and like is able to then turn it back around and then land the plane. And he kills 6 people, but there's like 96 other people on the plane who like live. So it's just kind of like, if he hadn't done what he did, he would have fucking killed everybody, including himself and everything like that. So he ended up saving a good percentage of the people on the plane. So it's just kind of like, then he's in the hospital. He hits his head, passes out, whatever like that, and he's in the hospital. So, of course, they're going to know that he was like fucking drunk as shit and high as a kite, I guess, when he was flying. So then enters like his buddy, John Goodman. John Goodman playing like the dude from like Lebowski, like totally a ponytail, like just selling drugs and smoking drugs and high all the time and shit. And just, and the thing is, this movie, dude, so many fucking curse words. It's just kind of like, fuck this, you motherfucker, fuck you, like, go to hell, you son of a bitch, like, why don't you suck my cock and lick my ass and shit, like, and I'm sitting here like, once again, sitting next to my mother and my sister and my grandpa, just going like, wow, dude. And then he's like drinking more and he's doing more drugs and shit like that. And you're just kind of like, holy fuck. Like, Denzel is just like, he's one sick son of a bitch. And so then this girl like overdoses and she's in the hospital, and then he's in the hospital. They meet up and they're just kind of like, all right, we're going to be friends now, I guess. And then so like, movie's all just kind of talking from there on out. Like, the whole action scene at the beginning is really cool and everything, but then it's just, like, talking and shit. And then, like, Don Cheadle, he enters the picture as, like, a lawyer. And it's just kind of, like, does whatever it takes to kind of, like, win for his client. Does a couple of shady things in order to get, like, the toxicology reports kind of swept under the rug and make it seem like it was the airplane that had broken down and not the fault of the pilot being drunk and on drugs and everything. And that is the truth. Like, as spoilers, as we find out in the end, that, like, they do find out it was the plane that was at fault, and oh, they took a bunch of other, like, pilots and Air Force guys and all the best of the best of the best with honors, again, and put them in a simulator and ran the same scenarios, and none of those fuckers could land the plane right. So Denzel is, like, the only person in the world who could have landed this plane and saved the majority, you know, like, 95% of the people on board. But at the same time, was drunk and high as shit. Like, so it becomes a study, I guess, over the course of the movie of just kind of like, yes, technically he's a hero, but like he's such a like a fucked up person, and he doesn't think he's an alcoholic. Quiet, I'm trying to talk about drugs, asshole. That's Major Corbin Dallas. So like he doesn't want to admit that he has a problem, and he of course like the media is all swarming around his house and shit, and like they want to talk to him, and it's a big deal and everything. And so like he goes and hides out like at his like dad's house or something out in the country, and find out like his dad was like a crop duster or something like that, which got me and Jenny laughing, because if you're not familiar with the I guess urban slang of crop dusting, that means like you're in a room and you just kind of fart, then you like walk somewhere else, and then you fart, and then you walk to like another corner of the room and like fart, and then like so by the time like you're all done, you kind of spread your scent all over the room, and like that you crop dusted it. So Jenny and I were laughing about crop dusting for a while. Every time he said crop dusting, we both like looked at each other and giggled. So that was funny. But so it's just kind of like, so this chick that he's hanging out with, we met in the hospital because she OD'd on heroin or something like that, and she then wanted to get clean. And so they were just kind of like, oh, we should both get clean, because it's like, they said like, dude, like since you were drunk and shit, you probably shouldn't drink or do drugs anymore. Like while we're waiting this hearing and stuff like that. And, so she's just kind of like, I'm trying to get sober. Like you should probably get sober too. We can hang out with each other and kind of help each other and shit. And we got to both get sober. And so she goes sober, but, like, he doesn't. And, like, dude, Denzel, like, he fucking owns this movie. Like, as far as how fucking awful, I guess, he is. Like, he's just really just, like, a son of a bitch. Like, you can't help but like him because he's Denzel Washington. And, like, even, like, in a movie like Training Day where he's, like, just a real asshole, you still fucking love him. Like it's really hard to hate Denzel Washington, even though he's like hard to cheer for. Ugh, that was gross. So every time, like, so he just drinks, and he drinks, and he drinks, and he's, like, driving a car and drinking a beer, and then he takes, like, a bottle of vodka and just drinks straight out of the bottle. I mean, it's just fucking nasty drinking. Like, dude, I'm, like, drunk right now and everything like that, but I'm not, like, drinking like that. It was just fucking insane. And then, so, like, and then he drinks so much that he, like, passes out on the ground all funny and everything like that. He plays a really convincing drunk and like an addict and all that kind of shit. I guess Denzel Washington is absolutely fantastic in everything he does. And so in the end, I guess, like, so he's just like, all right, he gets sober for like 10 days and he's about to like stand trial, because it's not a criminal thing, like, but it's still like a hearing as far as the National Transportation Safety Board and the FAA and like whoever else, governments that they like look into the like investigation, whatever, they present all their findings and everything. So then the night before that, he stays up in a hotel. And they clear out the minibar so that he can't drink. And you think, all right, dude, Denzel's finally turned it around. He's been sober for 10 days because he's been, like, staying with his buddy. And you're just kind of like you're cheering. You're just kind of like, all right, you know, this guy's finally got his like life like put together. And what happens, dude? He gets into the room next door, like through the connecting door. Is it's like open or something like that? And he goes into that mini bar and he fucks that mini bar up. Like, dude, he takes like every and then like say like 100 little bottles of like Grey Goose and like Jim Beam, like the little airplane bottles, like in this mini bar and like beers and everything like that. Dude, he like hulks out, destroys the shit out of the room, like drinks all of this fucking booze, and then like they come to get him in the morning and he's passed out in the bathroom and he's like bleeding from the head because he like passed out and hit his head on the toilet. And they're just kind of like, what the fuck, man? Like, do you have a problem? Like, you were supposed to like stay sober and shit, and here you are just like passed out on the ground, you the asshole. And so the weird thing is, dude, like, and then they give John Goodman a call and be like, hey, come on over. And he does a couple lines of coke and he's fine. And he's just kind of like bring, like springs up and he's like, all right, let's do this. And it's just like, holy shit. Like, it reminds me of, like, I've never done, like, hard drugs or anything like that. But it reminds me of, like, a Dave Chappelle skit where it's just kind of like a crackhead. Like, you know, it's like a crackhead gets run over by, like, a car. And the police, like, sprinkle some crack on him and he, like, gets right back up. So it's just kind of like that. Like, you do some drugs and he's like, bring. All right, I'm ready to go. And so, like, then he stands at this hearing at the end, and it's to the point where they have all the evidence that points to the fact that it was mechanical error, and there was nothing that he personally did to like have the plane malfunction and everything like that. And he did everything he could to save it and everything, and he's gonna get off scot-free. And you're just sitting here at the end just going like, what the fuck, man? He's not even like in all movies, like the bad guys have to lose. That's a conventional ending. And you're just kind of like, well, I guess he's just gonna keep on going on being an asshole and for the rest of his life and shit. And then, of course, I mean, that would have been I actually would have been better off if he would have got away scot-free and just kind of like kept on being like the same son of a bitch that he was. But like in the end he just goes like, dude, I did it. Like, I drank. I was drunk like 4 days before the flight. I was drunk 3 days. I was drunk 2 days. One day before, I was drunk during that flight and everything like that. He confesses everything. Like, and I guess that's good in a way because wrong like doings have to be like if you do shit, you gotta be punished for it and everything. So it's like I guess in the sense of the movie that has to work. And then in the end, he goes to jail. And he sobers up because, as far as I know, you can't drink booze in jail. So, in the end, I guess it works out for him because he is, I guess, he gets punished for his crimes, and then he is also hopefully rehabilitating his life. So it's like, I guess that's a good thing. But it's just still, it's kind of like, there's tons of swearing in this movie. There's tons of drinking, tons of drugs, and nudity. And long story short, it's just kind of like I was sitting there watching this with my mom, my sister, Eddie, and my papa. And this movie was just so fucking intense. And it was just so messed up. And I'm just kind of like, this. I would have been fine had I just sat and like watched this at home by myself. But instead, like, I sat and watched this like with them. And it made this movie going experience extremely awkward. But then made it funny, I guess, enough for a drunken movie commentary. So thanks a lot for sticking around for this. I definitely do recommend Flight, though, just for Denzel's performance alone. I think Zemeckis also does a really good job directing it. It's written well, but like I said, like it's just so like What the hell are you doing? Get off my fucking couch. Like, Cat's just like, I don't know what the fuck he's doing right now. It's so fucking strange. But like, it's just like one of those things that I'd recommend it, but at the same time, dude, it's not for the faint of heart, man. And definitely, if you're gonna watch this movie, don't watch it with your family. Watch it by yourself or something like that, because it's just like watching it with your family is just incredibly awkward. So thanks a lot for sticking around for another episode of Drunken Movie Reviews, and here's to you, Hollywood.